Simen Samachek is the Shulchan Aruch, Oitzkov Dalit. Yisrael Shalom Migoy Merimis, a Jew who borrowed from a Goy with Rimis, which is permitted, you're allowed to give and take Rimis from a Goy. But here you had Yisrael Acha Yorif. He made up that he can collect as a co-signer from another Jew. So Ben Yen Shein HaKoy, Yoch Lit Goy Atchila, El Et Aloyver. It was in a way that the Goy can only be Tavair Aloyver. Ach, kishelo yeah, actually, if it's me alive, I was just with women. Or if mutter, if it's just a co-signer that if the one who borrowed the money cannot pay back, then the oris comes into position, then it's a right because betzim is considered a loan between the Jew and the goy, which is permitted with rivis. Even if at the end the oris pays back, but whatever he pays back, he'll be reimbursed by the loyver. There's no rivis here. They set it up that the goy, if he wants, could collect first from the oris. It comes at the oris. Is really in some way the loiver. Okay, now the oris love him and that goy, he'll be Yisrael loiver. And it's as if the Jew borrowed from the goy, the ribbis, and then he lent then the principal amount to the other Jew. As they come out, the Jew's paying ribbis. This is, by the way, a very common thing. Let's say somebody has in the bank a mashkanta. He takes out a bank loan with ribbis. And he tells his friend, I'm going to give you the money, let's say it's $10,000, and you pay back my ribbis. That's Isra Daraisa. Even though the chora, the guy who's giving over the money is not getting anything because all that's happening is he's taking a bank loan and having somebody else pay it off for him. But technically what happened is Reuven took the loan, let's say $10,000, and he's now lending those $10,000 to Shimon, and he's saying, I'm lending you $10,000 on the condition you pay back the bank $12,000. That's Ribbon Zoraisa. Could happen with all the credit cards, if you use somebody else's credit card. So one has to be careful with these things. So here it's talking about the other way around. The guy borrowed the money with ribbis and they're using another Jew as an orif. Same thing. The Jew lent the guy with ribbis. So even though there's a Jewish cosigner, the cosigner cannot be collected unless they first go to the guy and the guy doesn't have money. Then once again, the loan is only to the guy. There's no ribbis between the two Jews. But if we say that they made up a deal that he can't go straight to the Jew, so basically, even though he's giving the money to the guy, that technically we look at it as if the money's going to the Jew and the Jew's giving it to the guy. Then we look at the Ariz as like a loiva, and basically the Jew made up with the other Jew that he's going to pay the ribbis themselves. In Mishael, Ariz, Rak, the Adakan, we look at the ribbis, and look at the case where the Jew took upon himself to pay only the principal, he's not going to pay the ribbis, then it's permitted because the transaction between Jew and Jew will only be for the principal amount and not for the ribbis. So there's a Jew that borrowed from a Jew, and another Jew is going to be the oris, and the loiva pays that person to be the oris. So that's all discussion, whether that's permitted or not. One should ask a shayla in such a case. So pay someone to be your oris.